Welcome to the Friday Night Clive podcast with me, Clive Payne. In this podcast, we look back at the amazing charities, organisations and people we have chatted to over the past few months, all of whom have interesting and important stories to tell. Men suffer from domestic abuse. I'll let that sink in for a moment. Men suffer from domestic abuse. Now, this might surprise you to hear, but it happens a lot more than you may think to both men and boys. Now, we've talked about the support that's available to women on Friday Night Clive in the past, but what help is there for men and boys who are suffering because they're less likely to speak out? Mark Brooks, OBE, who is the chair of the charity Mankind, joins me on the line now to tell me about their work and how they help male victims. Good evening, Mark.
Good evening, Clive.
Thank you very much for joining me this evening. First of all, for anybody who's unaware of the work of Mankind, tell me about your organisation.
Well, we're a charity that's been running for nearly 20 years now, and we support male victims across the UK. And what we do is we run a national helpline, so any man anywhere, including obviously any man in the black country, can call us, and we'll give them some core information and support. And we also welcome calls from mothers and sisters and daughters and female friends as well. In addition, we do a lot of training and support, so we train police forces, we train local councils and other organisations to actually help them better provide any support for male victims that they may come in contact with.
How do we define then domestic abuse, Mark?
Well, it's important to think about domestic abuse as happening, as you said in your introduction, to men as well as women. So the definition is the same, and so basically it's where domestic abuse is an incident or a pattern of incidents between partners, former partners, or actual adult family members. And what I mean by that is that could be an adult son and adult father or mother, for example. But how that plays out is that that can be physical abuse, that can be psychological abuse, growing economic abuse as well as sexual abuse. So there's a whole range of things. The key thing that's changed really in the last couple of years is really the better laws and protections around what's called coercive control. So that's where control is where you're a person who's completely controlled by your abuser, if you like, cut off from friends and family, no access to finances, for example. And coercion is really where you're intimidated and in fear of your life and continually threatened and forced to do things that you don't wish to do.
Is it fair to say that the abuser can also be male?
Yeah, absolutely. So in terms of male victims, certainly there are men who are in same-sex relationships, and so therefore obviously their abuser will be male. But also, you know, more commonly the abuser will be a woman. But the key thing is to think about domestic abuse in a multi-dimensional way, because I think for years we've just... The view has been female victim, male perpetrator, but as we know, society is not quite like that anymore. So you get male victims and female victims, as well as male and female perpetrators, including those in the same sex relationship, but also those from different ethnic backgrounds, and also those who are disabled and such like. So The one-dimensional view doesn't really work anymore.
No, that's right. I also think that, you know, I was thinking, for example, uncle-nephew or nephew onto uncle or cousins. Do you know what I mean? It can happen. That's another dimension that I would assume, you know, could happen.
Yeah, absolutely, and does happen. I mean, more commonly within families, so often an adult son and an adult father, but certainly extended families, it does happen there as well. The most common is between partners or former partners. So, you know, between spouses.
Sure.
sure. girlfriend, boyfriends, etc. That's more common, but it does happen all the way around.
That's right. Why did you feel there was a need to start Mankind?
Well, one of the issues that we found, and certainly when I was, you know, when I became involved, you know, right near the start, was the fact that there, at the time, there wasn't. We knew that there was male victims because some of the people that have worked in setting the charity up had either been male victims or they had been family members. And, you know, one of the key people involved in the organisation was a mother mm-hmm. whose son had been a victim. But there wasn't any help either in local areas or at a national level. And also nobody was talking about it either. So the charity was set up to give male victims a voice, but also to provide them with a safe place to get some support and information. But also a key part of our job has been to try and make sure that there is support for men in their local community. And, you know, I know, for example, there's around 6 to 7 organisations in the Black Country who actually do support male victims, and often they're supporting female victims as well. Mm-hmm. And the key thing for us is to make sure that there's support in every community at a grassroots local community level, and certainly as in the Black Country there is that support out there for them.
How common, then, is male domestic abuse in the UK? Because some people must be surprised to learn that males are subject to all kinds of domestic abuse.
Yeah, well, absolutely, Clive. And it's far more than people think. The government statistics show that around 1 in 6 men will be a victim of domestic abuse at some stage in their lifetime. And I don't like using comparisons with women, but the figure is 1 in 4 women, 1 in 6 men. So roughly speaking, about 1 in 3 of all victims are actually men. And, you know, I was looking up some figures from West Midlands Police, for example, and, you know, roughly speaking, about 15,000 men a year report to the West Midlands Police to say that they're a victim of domestic abuse. It's about 60,000 women, but, you know, nonetheless, 15,000 men, still a lot of men who are victims in the local area.
So what support do you offer to men and boys in need?
Well, what we do is the helpline that we have is that, A, we provide what we call a listening service. So the vast majority of the men that called us have never actually spoken to anybody at all about the fact that they're a victim. And often they're just trying to find out whether the abuse that they're suffering from is actual domestic abuse. And we in many respects validate their experience and say, yes, that is domestic abuse. They want to get things off their chest as well, and we allow them to do that, but also we provide them with some information and some routes and links to other organizations who can provide specific help in their local community. So we do a multifaceted or a multiple number of roles when men call that helpline. But for many men, they just want to know that what they're going through is domestic abuse, and they're not to blame, they're not weak, and also they're not alone, because a lot of guys think they're the only chap in the world that is a victim or has been a victim of domestic abuse. And we help them to say, you're not, there's nothing wrong with you. And men who are suffering like you from this, there is help. But also importantly, we give them hope, because we always say men like you are escaping from difficult relationships every single day. So don't give up.
How do you persuade men and boys to seek help then? Because us chaps are notoriously rubbish about dealing with anything like this. And if my listener is sitting there at home now thinking, oh, crumbs, that's me. How would you encourage them to seek help and make that first step?
The first thing to say is to firstly dispel any thoughts they had that somehow they were to blame and that they were the only guy in the world this is happening to. But also, what we would say, come back to, is that there is help out there for the, you know, police, local organisations, our helpline. If you call us, we will believe you, we will take you seriously, and there will be practical help for you to be able to escape from the relationship and also rebuild your life.
Talk me through that practical help then.
Well, in terms of the practical help, well, we would assess what was actually going, what the issue was in your relationship. Mm-hmm. So, for example, we might give you information on how best to contact the police, i.e. you make sure you've got evidence that you're a victim of domestic abuse, and we always recommend that you take somebody with you to report it to the police. Secondly, we would say that you should reach out to any trusted friends or family, because often if you want to escape from domestic abuse, you need other people's help to help you make that first step, not only in giving you confidence, but also making sure that you've got somewhere safe to move on to live, and also any financial support you might need from a family member. So they're the two kind of practical steps: how to contact the police, solicitors, local charities that can provide you with that type of support, but also friends, family, work colleagues, and how to reach out to them to actually build a team around you to help you make those first steps. So we give people confidence and hope and practical information like that.
And I think you made a good point in that, in the sense that you said that you will take people seriously. That's really important, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. Because the thing is, for men and for women, for men, because I always fear, a lot of men really, really fear not being believed and taken seriously. And one of the things, especially in the training when we talk to others, is that very first 5 seconds where a man says, I'm in an abusive relationship, or things are really not right at home, I need to leave for my safety, and, you know, I don't know what to do, can you help? If there's any flicker of doubt, if there's like, really, really, mate, is she really that bad? Are you really a victim? You should man up, etc. If you say those things to a man in that situation, they will shut down and
yes.
Just think, right, okay, I'm not being believed. So the key thing is that when a man reaches out in that way, whoever that is, you have to believe them instantly and take them seriously. Any flicker of doubt and a man will shut down. So it's really important. And, you know, the thing is with the stereotypes, it's about... It's not just about the men encouraging them to get help, but there's what I call professional curiosity, Clive, almost like a spidey sense, mm-hmm. in that when we know or think that there's a woman in our life, whether that's a sister, a daughter, a female friend, who's in an abusive relationship, or we think they are, we start to ask some questions, try and open up a conversation, kind of prise the door open a bit. But often for men who are in that situation, people, friends, family, the wider public, take a bit longer to actually think, go through the same process of, is that man in a bad, toxic relationship? It takes a lot longer for people to think about men that they could be in that in the same situation that a woman could be. And therefore, you know, one of the things that we impress on people is to have the same level of spidey sense that you have for women in your life who potentially are in bad relationships, and apply that in the same way for men as well.
Tell me about the long-term effects that domestic abuse can have on people.
The long-term effects are often devastating in terms of the men and women will have been often in these toxic relationships for a long, long time. So on average, a man who calls our helpline, he's been in a relationship for around 6 years before he's actually told us or told anybody. So that's a long time, and therefore the kind of psychological damage it takes longer to heal than any physical violence that mm-hmm. that a man has undergone, because the whole thing is scars heal, physical scars heal, but often the emotional wounds take a lot longer. So it can be devastating for men in that it takes them a long time to rebuild their lives. Some men actually decide that they will never have another relationship again. So for those men, it can take them a long, long time to get over it. But as I said, many, many, many men leave relationships that are abusive and then get through what they've gone through and then form new relationships. And we've got men who call us all the time who have called our helpline, say, 5-6 years ago, mm-hmm. just called up to say, the support you gave us or support I got from local charity was brilliant. I've got a lovely new wife and a baby and life's really looking up. And, you know, thank you for your support that you gave me then, because I've been able to move on and rebuild my life. So the key thing is that it can have devastating consequences. But the important thing is, you know, men get on and rebuild their lives all the time. And that's the important message.
Why, Mark, do you think we hear more about abuse against women than men?
Well, I think partly is because there are more female victims than men, so that sometimes that therefore means that there's more focus because there's the majority. But also, I mean, it's a wider discussion about society not having as much empathy with regard to men and boys' well-being than perhaps they do for women's. I mean, there's not much discussion, for example, about men's mental health, and mm-hmm. you know, 3/4 of the people that take their own lives every year are men, and there's not much discussion about boys failing at school. There's not much about men and general other health issues. So I think society as a whole doesn't take the well-being of men and boys as seriously as it rightly does women and girls. And therefore, that means when it comes to issues like that, like this, there just isn't as much focus. And, you know, again, that's something that society really needs to change.
Now, you run a helpline number, don't you? Could you tell me what that number is, please?
Of course. It's 01823 mm-hmm. 334244. And our website, where there's lots of information on, mankind.org.uk.
Lovely. So mankind.org.uk and your helpline number 01823 334244. Is that right?
That's right, and it's open 10 till 4 on weekdays.
Now, I mean, I guess calls to your helpline have increased during the pandemic, have they?
Yes, they have. The calls have increased by a quarter. So we certainly, as soon as the lockdown started, within, I suppose, a couple of weeks after lockdown, which is obviously 14 months ago now, roughly, we started to see a spike in calls, and that's been constant throughout 2020 and also the first half of this year. So we've seen more men reaching out to us to get help. We know other services have seen more men as well come forward.
Now, there's some new legislation, isn't there? The Domestic Abuse Act 2021. What is that all about, and how will it make a difference?
Well, the new act is for the first time put in domestic abuse, a definition of domestic abuse into law, because there's always been governments of all shades have always said domestic abuse is X, Y, and Z, but it's never actually been hard-coded into law. So it is for the first time. And there's lots of really good provisions, especially around making sure that there's safe accommodation for men and women who are in abusive relationships to escape to. Also, to make sure that issues like coercive control, whereas in the past it was just about people who lived in the same house, but now will actually include ex-partners for the first time, and we think that that's really important. And also there's things like economic abuse, which are also put into legislation for the first time. So they're really, really important measures. And what we will see is that more men and women are coming forward. We will see better funded services being able to cope with the extra people coming forward, and also more and more people being prosecuted for it, and also lastly, more importantly, more and more women and men escaping. So the new laws really do are really a big leap forward than where we've been before.
Now, your colleague Clive Lever has released a fundraising song called You're Not Alone, which I'm going to play in a moment. Tell me the story behind that.
Well, Clive's a survivor of domestic abuse from a marriage a number of years ago, and he's been volunteering and supporting us for about 5 years now. And what he's been doing is raising awareness of domestic abuse, not only in the wider community but also in the disabled community, and has been a real ambassador for us, and he's one of our honorary patrons and ambassadors. And he's also been a musician. He's always been a musician, and one of the things that he felt that when the government launched a big campaign last year called You're Not Alone, he thought that that message was really important in applying that to male victims too. So because he's a songwriter, and he's got a songwriting partner called Bud, that they put the song together, composed it. He's the singer and wrote the lyrics for the song, and is using that not only to raise awareness of domestic abuse amongst men and give them hope, but also to help provide some funding for our helpline as well.
Mark Brooks, OBE, thank you very much from Mankind for talking to Friday Night Clive.
Thank you, Clive. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. And here is Clive Lever's song that Mark was talking about, called You're Not Alone.
Taken for a ride, you've lost your pride. Somewhere along the way, I know what you're going through. I've been there too. Now let your new life start today. You're not alone. I'm only as far as your phone. I'll be your friend. I'll stand by you till the end. And when you can't find peace in your home, you're not alone. Some will say, why don't you leave? They won't believe. It's easier said than done. You're not weak, you're not to blame. Don't be ashamed. Remember, you're the broken one. You're not alone. I'm only as far as your phone. I'll be your friend. I'll stand by you till the end. And when you can't find peace in your home, you're not alone. Don't they say the trouble shared divides by two? You, I'll see you through. I'm only as far as your phone. I'll be your friend. I'll stand by you till the end. And when you can't find peace in your home, you're not alone. You're not alone.
Remember, you're not alone.
That's a gentleman by the name of Clive Lever with a song, You're Not Alone. He's an honorary patron of the charity Mankind, and he wrote that to increase awareness of the fact that men suffer from domestic abuse. And prior to that, I was talking to Mark Brooks, OBE, who is the chair of the charity Mankind. If you want more information about the charity, then you can head to their website, mankind.org.uk, mankind.org.uk. They also have a helpline, which is 01823 334 244. 01823 334244, which is open 10 till 4 weekdays. That is your lot for this episode. You can catch the programme live every Friday night on Black Country Radio from 8 p.m. If you like our podcast, please subscribe by heading to blackcountryradio.co.uk/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts from. See you very soon. This is a Black Country Radio podcast presented by Clive Payne and produced by Andy Caddick.